58 Shurim Psachim, Arve Psachim.
Arve Psachim, Arve Psachim. Some of them in Holloway, Halo Domatic Akta. Now, the more I have in a baye, what does Mincha mean? Does it mean Mincha Delo? Because Dilma Minyan is in Tisre, because of Compesa. Oh, some of them in Slova Fak, no? Oh, it means Nechatan. That means three of them. Because Michoktano is Tisha Shulis Mechta, 3:30, that's in Echonat's day. So some of them have an hour before, it would be 3 o'clock in Echonat's day. So the more is patient, that it means Michoktano. Michoktano. I would talk in some of them, Michol Yechalodon. So from 3 o'clock on, so Yechalodon Achitech. After the only should be destroyed. So he has to eat the same. So that was the garbage toke should not give him less than Abakesh Shoyai. But in other words, the biggest one, the one who is his family, is become Cheshav Toke, because the Allah is that if Tamche, you see, there was a coupe and there was a tamche. Tamche was the fund from which the poor people got support for the day. Coupe was the fund from which the poor people got a salary for the week. So, even the only Shevani, now, if someone has enough food for the day, then he's not entitled to get from the tamche. So that means what kind of an oni is entitled to get from the tamche? A very poor person, one who does not have food for the day. So vafiu oni shebami. So in other words, so yifrisolu mi'abakai abakis shalach. Now let's see the Rashi and the Rashba. Ave eret tzochim tzomachunim chol kenu v'chama. That means heaven and earth. Lo yechaluti. So why is it osea? Why is it osea to eat from 3 o'clock on in the Knesset day? Kidi sheyechom matzel itiyom mishum hido mitzvah. In other words, when one, so let's say, if he eats the whole day Arab Pesach, even after Shoah series, even after 3 o'clock, so then he does not have eid on his way because he doesn't enjoy it. He doesn't eat the matzah with an appetite. But if he refrains from some of the chok, then he's more likely to enjoy the matzah and to eat it with an appetite. So what difference does it make whether one eats matzah with an appetite or eats it without an appetite? So he'll be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah. He'll be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah. But it will not be a hidah mitzvah. This is what Rashi says. Sheyichu matzah shol itov, mishum hidah mitzvah. Now he'll be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah, even if he doesn't eat it with the oven. But if he eats it with the oven, he'll have a mitzvah namufcha. He'll have a mitzvah namufcha. It's a hidah mitzvah. But he'll only shab yisroel eloyecha. Below it, so Achi is it there of the hill. They can only hills with Mito of Yala Shuma. Alba cases. So, why were the Hachom Kivea Alba cases? So, Yoshalmi says that Kineged Albo Mushemi Gulop, Hamuri Nicholas Mitzrayim, Vincesi Eschem, Vitzalti Eschem, Dalti Eschem, Lokarti Eschem, the part of David. But in the Spanish and Dam Kishon Kyoko, the Haile Oni Shevani, it Nam is a Chespeye Mishish Mimozim Beisudeit. That means he has enough food for the day, because from the Gemara we see that it's not necessary to eat 3 meals a day. All that is necessary is to eat 2 meals a day, not 3 meals a day. And Shabbos, because of Shabbos, so we have to eat 3 meals. But on any other day, I mean, a day includes the night and the day. So one eats 2 meals, not the way of doing 3 meals. So Mele, the one who does not have enough money for two meals, that is the biggest oni that there is. So Mishishli was in base 2 days, but we didn't have him. Now let's see the Rashbam's shop in Mishishli. Arvi Pzochim Shomor Milchom Michoktano Kenner Milchomea Choti Shoh B'tchila Shoh Asiris Vietnam, let's say. So of course it is, this is Monday, but in an equinox day, so the day begins at 6, so the Shoh Asiris begins at 3. בתחילה שואה הסיריס נתנאון תומד נשפט משמינו מחצו וקורא בגישו מחצו נמצאיז מן חוקטנו בססו מחצו וסומך לא יחן לחוצי שואו קדם בסוף שואו וצ'יס ותחילה שואה הסיריס לא יהיה חלודום כדי שיחו מצה ולדיאוב משום הידו מצו משום הידו מצו. So that means that when one eats matzah shaloli tiyovei, so it's not a mitzvah mukhtar, it's a kind of meat, but it's not a mitzvah mukhtar. But the only ship in Israel lo yeicha, be'avim tzochim achiyotei v'amin, lo yeicha v'leilim tzochim, it should be correct, v'leilim tzochim, achiyesei, kiderev nechir, v'mitov ala shulchon zeich lechir, v'mnif chitzo lo yigaba yitzroke. So the leaf chusolei, in other words, you see, the question is, to whom does the leaf chusolei have reference? Does it have reference to the oni, or it has reference to the gabi's doctrine? So there are two pshotim, I'm saying. Teisus mentions both pshotim. But Teisus says that it has reference to the gabi's doctrine. Mele, Teisa says, we shouldn't be gay as below Yifkus Loi Ma'avake Shayayim, but Loi Yifkus Loi Ma'avake Shayayim. You see, it wouldn't be, the Russian wouldn't be appropriate if we say Veloi, because after only Shem Yisroel Yich Lachiyasi, so who is the subject in the Reishim? The only, after only Shem Yisroel, Loi Yich Lachiyasi, so the subject in the Reishi is don't. Now, then if we are gilas below Yifkus Loi, me'al bakeisi shol yayin. So, now below Yifkus Loi, me'al bakeisi shol yayin, so then, in the Sefer, too, the subject has to be the Oni. But, if we are gilas below Yifkus Loi, but it's not. Lo Yifkus Loi means the garbage docket, those who are in charge of the kupe and of the tamche, so they shouldn't give the oni less than other cases. They must have other cases with at least other cases, not less than other cases. So how can you use the word vei when I mean you have different subjects? In the Reishe, the subject is the Oni, and in the Sefer, the subject is the Gabbin's Loki. So the Meir Teisa says that we shouldn't be given as vain, but just Loi. After Oni Shev in Yisroel, Loi Yich Lach Yezi, Loi Yiv, then it's a new sentence. Loi, not vain Loi, but Loi Yiv Chusel Loi, Me'ar Bakeze Shal Yayin. We should not be paying as less than Ar Bakeze. That's the Gabbin's Loki. So, because in order to be Geiras Vei, so it has to be the same subject that is in the Reishe, it has to be in the same way. And it's not like that. The subject in the Reishe is the Oni, the subject in the same way is the Gabbai's Oni. But then, there is another pshat, Teisus mentions, which Teisus rejects, that the subject in the same way is also the Oni. So maybe we can be Geiras Vei. The same subject as in the region. So what does it mean? It means that the Oni should not deprive himself of less than other cases. No matter how poor he is, he cannot deprive himself of less than other cases. Now, you see, if according to that pshat, so they just reject that pshat. Why? Because if in the Sefer, the subject in the Sefer is also the Oni, just as the subject in the Reishi is the Oni. So then he should say, so what does it mean, Lo Yifreselei? He should not deprive himself. So then he shouldn't say, Me'ata cases, but he should say, Velo Yifreselei, the Oni should not deprive himself, Alba cases Shoyayim, not Me'ata cases Shoyayim. Since it's mentioned, Me'ata cases Shoyayim, so that means that the subject is someone other than Oni. In other words, it's the garbage of God. Now, if we accept the pshat of those Rishayim, that the subject in the same way is the Oni, also the Oni, just the subject in the Rishayim. So what does it mean, Lo Yifreseloi Me'ata cases Shoyayim? In other words, it has the same meaning as Lo Yifreseloi Alba cases Shoyayim. The Oni should not deprive himself of Alba cases, no matter how poor he is. He doesn't have any money to buy any wine for Alba cases. He has to buy. What should he do? He should collect. He should borrow. He should sell his coat. I mean, so in other words, he's mechuyev to do everything in order to have Alba cases. Alba cases. Now, so then, according to that pshat, the Mishnah spells out that a noni, no matter how poor he is, even if he doesn't have a penny, he has to collect, he has to sell his coat. He has to be mechuyev ksuse. So he's mechuyev to do that in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of Alba cases. But even the Rishonim who say that Lo Yifres, the subject in Lo Yifres Lo Yimah Alba cases Shoyayim is the Gava Yitzroki. So the same aloha follows, can be deduced. Because, so the Rashbam points it out. In other words, there is no zdoke, certainly as far as the Kupeshal zdoke is concerned. So as far as the Kupeshal zdoke can only be used in accommodating poor people with their material needs. There is no aloha that the Kupeshal zdoke can be used in accommodating poor Jews with spiritual needs, as far as the Kupeshal zdoke is concerned. So in other words, so let's say somebody will come to the Gabishal zdoke, to the Gabishal zdoke, the one who's in charge of the Kupeshal zdoke, and they'll tell him, well, prices are very high, there is inflation. Now, in order to buy an esrik, so I need $100. So will you please give me out of the Kupeshal zdoke $100 to accommodate me with an esrik? So if the Gabishal zdoke was kishayle, so he'll be told he has no right to use the money of the Kupeshal zdoke for an esrik, because the Kupeshal zdoke is to be used in accommodating poor people with their material needs, not spiritual needs, not mitzvahs. So here the Mishnah says, now let's accept the pshat of the other Rishonim, that the subject in the same day is the Gabishal zdoke. So that means that the Gabishal zdoke, the Gabi of the Kupe, the Gabi of the Tamche, has to take from the Kupe, from the Tamche, and give it to poor Jews so that they would have money for Alba cases. But why is Alba cases different than an esrik? Let's say, if he doesn't have money for an esrik, so then the Gabishal zdoke has no right to use the money of the Kupe or the Tamche to buy an esrik for the Oni. Then why not? Because the Kupe is to be used in accommodating poor people with their material needs, not with mitzvahs. But, so why is this different? The answer is because the Oni himself, it's not a mere spiritual need. Because suppose the Gabai of the Tamche of the Kupe will not give him Alba cases. So what will the Oni have to do? The Oni will have to collect, he'll have to sell his coat, his ksus, in order to accommodate himself with Alba cases Shoyayim. So Mimele. So Afuchem Atalte Romale. So in other words, let's say if the Oni will sell his coat, so then he'll come to the Gabishal zdoke and tell him, now I have no coat, I have to sell my coat in order to buy Alba cases. So now you give me money for a coat. So Afuchem Atalte Romale. So Mimele, the Gabishal zdoke has to give the Oni directly from the zdoke fund, you see, Alba cases. So even if we accept the pshat of the shame, that the subject in the same thing is the Oni himself, in the Oni himself, so then it's spelled out by the Mishnah that the Oni is mechuyev to sell his coat, his ksus, to collect in order to have our cases. But even the Mishnah, most Mishnah, say that the subject in the same thing is not the Oni. And we're not there as very Oni, but just loyal to the, so the subject is the garbage of talking. But since the Mishnah says that the garbage of stocking is mechuyev to give from the tamche money for our cases, and the stocking fund is not to be used in accommodating poor people with their spiritual needs, so how is it that he is allowed to give out of the tamche? The answer is because the Oni himself will be forced to sell his beggar, and then the Oni will have to come to the same Gabish of Zdoke and ask to be reimbursed. So the Mele, so the Gabish of Zdoke directly pays out of Zdoke. So in other words, so from this Mishnah it is Mucha. From this Mishnah it is muchach, no matter what pshat we accept, whether the pshat that the subject in the sefer is the Oni, or the pshat that the subject in the sefer is the garbage of Zdoke. So one thing is muchach, that Alva Keses is unique, in other words, in regard to all mitzvahs in mitzvahs that I say. So we say that one is not mechuyev to give a hin rav for mitzvah. So what is a hein rav? So there is a machlokes hashenim. According to the Rambam Shita in the Pirush HaMishnah in Peyeh, so a hein rav means more than a chelish, more than a fifth of his income. And according to Rabbi Yeruchem, so a hein rav means a tenth, more than a tenth of his income. Now, so that applies to a man who has means. So, in other words, even if he's rich, he's not mechuyev to spend, according to some machine, more than a fifth for unnecessary, and according to some machine, more than a tenth unnecessary. But if someone is poor, he doesn't make a living, he needs every penny, so then even $1 might be a hinra. Let's say, if by spending $1 he will not have enough food, he'll not have a garment for himself. So that's a hinra. So one is not mechuyev to spend the hein rav on mitzvahs aseh. Alaysa says, so he's mechuyev to give up everything. Everything short of his life is mechuyev to give up everything. But on mitzvahs, on chiyuvim mitzvahs, so he is not mechuyev to give the hein rav. Now, so to collect and to sell the ksus, a poor man, a beggar, so that's certainly a hein rav. But Alba Kei says yes. So Abba Kate says, in one sense, is more homo than mitzvahs d'raisa. Now it's a mitzvahs d'raisa, he doesn't have to spend the hein rav. But in Abba Kate says, yes. Why is Abba Kate says so important to us? Alright. Now. So, the belief was like Abba is talking. I'm promising. So the Rashbam actually emphasized that the only should be Israel, lo yecha, believe it or not, at the way say Kerach shebnei nechirim b'mitlach nechirus and lo yifus. Why? Because of the chirus. Because of chirus. In order to be mitfalas in the nest, the chirus. To act out the chirus. And by acting out chirus, you are mitfalas in the nest. The people's like I was not a pharmacy in a sanin, give it not, in this, and we only know it on the box. How the rich name, the people's like I was not a coin. Guadiname, so this also says, that the subject in the same place, the Kabizok. Guadiname, you will eat play. Guadiname, you will eat play. Shit, so she has the Hoki Hachom. How does he know? Because if the Aloha hadn't been like that, that the Noni is Mechuyev to do everything, to collect, to sell his ksus in order to have Abba Kehises. So then, if the Allah had been, if someone has money, all right, if he doesn't have money, he's not mechuyev to sustain such a hardship, to sell his ksus in order to have Abba Kehises. So then the Gabish of Zokeh wouldn't be allowed you know, to use the money of the stock for our cases. We see it on the first of the name. He's not really willing to go work in order to have abakis. So now the shame say that if somebody owes money, he borrowed money, and he doesn't have money to pay, so then he's not really to go to work in order to pay up his debts. But for abakis, yes, there is only one debt that one is mechuyev to go to work in order to pay the debt. That's miseris for one. But all other debts, so if one has money, he has to pay. If he doesn't have money, he's not mechuyev to work in order to pay. But now the case is, he's mechuyev to work. Alright. Now, let's see the thesis. Erev psochem, arv psochem. Yig asin an arv inich, v'yig asin an erev. Horekoma, Ere Sheshechtim Bei Pesachim. Means Ere Pesach. Ina, Ere Pesachri Shebeshech. So the same thing applies to Pesach Sheni. Because there is a mitzvah Pesach Sheni. There is a mitzvah. Al Matzis Umreirin Yechlu. Voyei Chalodom. Because if he didn't have mincha, so then there's another shayla, that's stolen. It's a big machlekes b'shenim in several shittes, whether suri deile, whether there is a distinction between suri deile, suri ktane. So whether mincha deile, mincha ktane, so that's isukye in Shabbos daftes. I mean, that's not our suri. So we say, but here, it's not because of mincha. We're not concerned now with mincha. So a few is power, even though we don't in the head. Here it's because Kirishi Homatsu don't. Pirish a few is power. In Shumat, Kidam Rinam Big Mosh, the Beloy is power of Philas Minche, a few the Shoim is a Shona. Also, Kiditnam the Beltame the Shabbos. Become the Shabbos. And certainly, I mean, so there is a Machlekes, whether even Minche Dele, or even Minche Tane, but certainly Minche Tane. Alright, they call it one day, so even. According to one day, that's the biggest kule. I mean, that's I think the psak of the balamoya. So even after minch ektane, you're allowed to eat isud ektane before minch. Even after 3 or 3:30, so you're allowed. But Tesis doesn't agree with that chat. That's why Tesis says the boy is power. He has minch abushon b'shonosa even isud ektane. V'yitema umalim. What can be? After Shoasir, after 3 or 5. Imatze, after Kidim Amos, Kidamun Yoshal, Koleich Omatze, the Ravatesarach, you will be in the Joseph is home. So that's Yoshal, the Aro Gemara doesn't mention. But the Rambam mentions it Laloch, that Koleich Omatze, the Ravatesarach, you will be in the Joseph is home. And the Ramo also, I don't think the Bechaba mentions it, but the Ramo, the Simit of Ainau, mentions it Laloch. Now, so. The Avishim who say that our Gemara is Chilik and Yerusha. That is Yisrit and our Gemara. That is Yisrit and our Gemara Madure Basta. So he has the same kashe. He says, Arvi Psochim Somokonim Choli Echal. What does it mean? Matze. So Matze, why not ke Somokon Mincha, Somokon Mechetane from 3 or 4 hours in the next day, even before 3? So he's not allowed because Kolei Chomatze Dara Pesach Kilubo Al Arisosei Bibei Yishomo Kilubo Al Arisosei Bibei Yishomo Bibei Yishomo. So the Tzitzis Rit says one parrot, he says that Aul Gimore has reference to Matze, but Aul Gimore is Chilka Miyoshal, but Raya Aul Gimore doesn't mention. So according to our Gemara, the Mitzvah it says, one is allowed to eat matzah until 3 o'clock. Then he gives another tagline. He says, the Tao Gemara, so does not, is not Chelik and Yerushal, but he does not have reference. He does not have reference to matzah with which you can be kind of the mitzvah of matzah. Because you can be, but it's not like Tesis Teres. Tesis Teres is matzah shiel. Tesis Reed mentions a bigger thing. He says, when is there a nisah of eating matzah only matzah shmur, so with which you can be kind of mitzvah? But if it's not shmur, if it's not the shumeres, the shem matzah is mitzvah. So you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. So then there is no reason. There's no reason. But after shua series, you're not allowed even matzah shem shmur. Now Tesis does not give this term. We take malich he matzah after giving matzah has been done before shua series. Kamu no yerushalmi koyim matzah na pesku bi arusas bechomo. We bimini tagim Homa bigmore avu mitavu mi tagim. So if you want to eat food, so you are you can even after shuas. Yishlema the ayra the matzah shiro. Matzah shiro means if it was mixed in the peiros, not in water. So the loss of Yerushalmi will be matzah who your lot is boch in bossy. The ichlo kidding is man. Avo matzah shiro. Now Tzoteisves mentions the reason why is matzah shiro the nisar of eichu matzah there are pesach kill beil and shosim is homo. Why doesn't it apply to matzah shiro? So he says because the nisar the din of Yerushalmi applies only to that kind of matzah with which you can be kind of the mitzvah of kadayis matzah. Matzah shiro you cannot be mikayim. So why do they have to mention matzah shiro? Let him mention matzah shinim shimeres. Matzah shinim shimeres, that would be din achidesh, just as the thesis says. Why does he mention just dafke matzah shiro? And since he mentions matzah shiro, so it's mashma that if the matzah is a regular matzah, but even though it's not mishimeres, mishim matzah mitzvah, so then he's not allowed here. But why not? Why not? Now, what is the reason for this halacha of koyich matzah b'erev Pesach to the bila yusos in this home? So there are two pshat. The halacha's dealers mentioned the time because kiddushiyich matzah b'tiyot. The same kind of time is al v'psochim somuch l'mincho v'yich lo b'shikasha. So over there it's only from Shua series. Let's see, I'm not a shiro, whatever we have reference to. But regular matzah, so the reason is also kishiyich matzah itok. But there the reason is all day. But kishiyich matzah itok. The Rambam says, not kishiyich matzah itok. Kishiyich be heker in achilas matzah. Not, in other words, it should be heker. In other words, if he keeps on eating, erev Pesach also, and then Pesach night eats, so there is no heker, he ate erev Pesach, he eats Pesach night. But if Erev Pesach he doesn't eat, so then there is Erev. And there is Nafkiminei. Now let's say, when does this man of the Yisya, of eating matzah, of eichel matzah of Erev Pesach, to the Baal and associate with Yishomo, when does it begin? So there is Machlokes B'Shem. The Baal HaMoria says that the Yisya begins only at Chatzis, when the Yisya Chometz begins. But before Chatzis, that is mutar min reisi to eat chometz erev Pesach, so it's mutar to eat matzah also until chatzis. The Malam Oya says at the end of the third period, the Ramban and Chametz is chaylach, and he says that matzah is also a whole day, but only the day. That means the daylight, not the night of erev Pesach. The night of erev Pesach now. Now, why should there be a distinction between the night and the day? Why at all? I mean, the day follows the night. So the night and the day is the same thing. The answer is, and the Ramban says, that the whole reason for Eichu Matzah, Be'erev Pesach, is because Kiddush Eichu Matzah is done. So it's the same kind of time as Avot Tzochim Somo B'Mincho. But here it's only from Shoah Asiris, And regarding matzah, real matzah, not matzah shiur, is the whole day. So in order to arouse an appetite in him, so it's enough that he shouldn't eat matzah the whole day. He doesn't have to refrain from eating the night time. So he'll certainly have a sufficient appetite if he refrains from eating the whole daylight part of the day of that. Masha'im came, now the Mon Avrom shitting is, the Mon Avrom shitting is that the whole day in the night. And it seems to me that according to the Rambam, so the night is also included in Isa. Not only the day, even the night. Why? Because the Rambam says Hekka. So in other words, so if Hekka, so that means the last day prior to Pesach, you shouldn't eat. So that will be Hekka. So it's more mashma. The Magen Mishneh says that the Rambam is chilek. Is chilek on the Balamoya, and he says that it's also even before Chatzis. But the Magen Mishneh doesn't say, what does it mean before Chatzis? Does it mean from Amud HaShacharan, or does it mean from the beginning of the day? That means from sunset of Erev Pesach. From the sunset rather of Yigimah, I mean the beginning of Yudaleh. Of Yudaleh, that he doesn't say. But from the point of view of the Tam mentioned in the Rambam, because of Hekeh, so it's more mistaber that even the night is included. And the more, that's the Mogav Romshi. So in other words, so this is a Rabbi Psochim, that's because of the conflict of, but these are of eating matzah, Erev Pesach, that's because of Kedei Sheyiyeh Hekel Achilos. Now, when Teisa says, V'yeshrim ha'v'ayre, b'matzo ashir, v'yosa b'yerushalmi alo b'matzo ahuy olotzis bochim bochim, now, since Tesis emphasizes that the matzah who was in the Rosary, so it's a raya that the sheet of Tesis is like Rambam, that it's Mitzad Hekka. Because if it is Mitzad Tiyom, why does he emphasize matzah who was in the Rosary? We can still understand the distinction between matzah Ashiro and not matzah Ashiro, and Lechemein. That's matzah saying. In other words, if the matzah was mixed in water, then it's lechemein. But if it was mixed in meperes, so then it's matzah ashir. It's matzah ashir. So we can understand even from the point of view of Lidyovim, Kesheichu matzah Lidyovim, we can understand the distinction between matzah seini and matzah ashir. Matzah ashir. Because it's, there is a difference in the taste. But from the point of view of Yichu Matzah Lidov, there cannot be any difference between Matzah Mishumeres and not Matzah Mishumeres. Now, since Tesis emphasized the idea of the Matzah, the Yosef Yerushalmi Matzah, who you got in the Chivoset, the Yichu Matzah Lidov, so Mimele, that means that Tesis accepts the term of the Rambam of Hekel. So what is the Chaya Heker? Heker matzah that you can be kind of mitzvah. But matzah shiur cannot be kind of mitzvah. But if Tetzvah Stam had been because of Lidyov, so he could have mentioned the matzah shiur, but he shouldn't emphasize matzah shiur what you have said. So now the question arises, now since according to Tetzvah. Now if we accept the Tam, if we accept the Tam of the Rambam, Yochamitz, and the end of the third period, that the reason for the Yerushalmi's Aloch is because Yechu Matzah Lidyovim, so then we understand. So only Matzah Shiur does not come, because Matzah Shiur is a different taste, and it will not interfere so much with the Lidyovim of the Achilas Matzah at night. it will interfere, but not so much. So because of that, the Chachamim only ask as much Ashiro after Shasiris. Because it has a different taste. It's something else entirely. But Matushim Shiveres, according to the Rambam, certainly should be awesome. Because as far as the oven is concerned, the time is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether one eats matzah mishimeres or not matzah mishimeres. That's not, it's not to do with the taste. So, but taste is emphasized. The time. Our matzah, who was the chivose. So, obviously, taste is agreed to the time of the Rambam of Heker. So, why does taste mention only matzah ashiro? Taste should mention matzah shen mishimeres. Matzah shen mishimeres. So we have to say now there is a machlikis between the Bach and the Prechodosh, where the Matzah Sheinu Mishmer is cloud. But we know it's not Chametz. So you cannot use it for Matzah Mitzvah. If it wasn't Mishmer, it's Matzah Mitzvah. So is it with the Reise or it's only the Rabbah? So the Bach Shiti is that it's only that it's with the Reise. The Prechodosh Shiti is it's only the Rabbah. So according to the Chodosh, this halacha of Pesikis Shalochi Mimali Odom, crazy man, Uvilvachel Sheichal Kazayis Matzah Bachino, why can't he be kind the mitzvah of Matzah with the Pesikis Shalgoyim, as long as we know we have the simony that it did not ferment, because Matzah's mitzvah requires Shimon. Shimo, so according to the Chodesh, it's only the Rabbah. With Reise, he can be Mikayim the mitzvah of Matzah's mitzvah. Of Kazayis Matzah, where of Techo Matzah is, even if it's not Mishabaz, according to the Chodesh. So we have to say, from Tetzves, it's Mashma that he agrees with the Chodesh. So then we can understand that why Tetzves mentions only Matzah Shiro, he doesn't mention Matzah Shem Mishabaz, and that is his thing, mentions Matzah Shem Mishimeres, because apparently this reads holds that Shimu is a required prerequisite in Matzah Mitzvah, right? Not only in the Rabbah. But this apparently holds that it's only a prerequisite in the Rabbah. The Yishlim and Ayur, the Matzah Shiro, the Rosh of Yerushalm, the Matzah of Yerushalm, the 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 Yerushalm, my ear, ya are with Psoch. After you are with Shavuot, we are retaining Nam Rima. So, why Dafke are with Psoch? So, after you are with Shavuot, we are retaining Nam Rima. But you are with Shavuot, we are retaining Nam Mikro Mayo, Kirishinikonis, the Shavuot, Kishutah. Dibri Rabiut, Rabiin Seim, the Rechol, the Hilach, the Tasha. So, every year of Shavuot, and Erev Yom Tov, there is the same reason. Omer Abune, we tzrich el Rabbeis. Yom Arich Shabbos Yom Tev. Avo Berav HaPesach, Mishimuchim Vedimatze, Mei. Mishimuchim Vedimatze, Mei. So Rabune says, the Machleik is being Rabbeis and Rabbeis is only regard to Avo Shabbos Yom Tev. But, in Gadu, Avo Yom So if Rabbeis is made, he shouldn't be. Rapoko ma, who retain Rabbi Yud? Oh, so Rabbi Shabbos Yom Tevi, Rabbi Chol Milo does. That means 3:30 in Equinox Day. But some of them have 3 o'clock. From 3 to 3:30, it's wood. Out there of a Pesach, so even from 3 to 3:30, it's also there. This is what the prophet says. So you more raise the question, where of Shabbos some of the Mincha Shoret? Is it so that according to Rabbi Yudeh, so Erev Shabbos it's only also to eat from 3:30 out, but from 3 to 3:30 it's Mutter, but Tandil Yichod of Erev Shabbos Yom Tevi, with this Shash Shoyim to a Milo, which calls the Shabbos Kishitayim, with Rabbi Yudeh, Rabbi Zimmer, Shoyim Hashit Erchah. So the Bible says, "Mitesha shows a mile from 3 o'clock up, even before 3:30." From a mazutre, malimor and paretsky, human bishabesti. Maybe we should correct, and maybe the text should read, "Oyich vodo be'ashav mitevi So he was becoming. So that means that this is the right text. Yoche Kashi. Elo Machdal Perikid Ravune. So now it's Ravune Steret. So now it's. So according to the Jude. So he never Shabbos. It's just a three. From 3 o'clock on in Eklag's day. Not from 3:30, but from 3 o'clock. So but then the question arises. So why did the Mishnah say here that Gal Mitzvahim? So this Mishnah calls with Rabbi Yisi. So according to Rabbi Yisi, there is no Yisrael on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur. But on Erev Pesach, even Rabbi Yisi is made there, that it's also a belief from 3 o'clock. So the more as the Kashi will Rabbun Yich, Vom Rabbi Yom Yom Rabbi Yich, and the Rabbi Yom 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 Rabbi Erev Shabbos. Aloch, it's going to be the Rav HaPesach. So, that it's also a tweet from 3 o'clock on. Michlal, the point of Yis. So, it's a raya that Rav Yekon Rav Yis is with him on Erev Pesach. Michlal, the point of Yis is a raya. Lord, Aloch, Michlal, the tweet of Absol. So, that was a Gimores, Teres Yis. That in Och Name, Rav Yis can see that on Erev Pesach, it is also a tweet from 3 o'clock on. From 3 o'clock on. But Rabbi Yitzi holds he's making a living with Gabe Erev Pesach. While Rabbi Yitzi is made that it's also to be masculine in the Suda, from 3 o'clock on Erev Pesach, and Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Kippur, it's going to start the Suda after 3 o'clock. But on Erev Pesach, it's also to start the Suda. But suppose he started, he doesn't have to eat a lot, and he can finish it. On Erev Pesach. So here he say Haloche ki Rabbi Yude b'Erev HaPesach, that on Erev Pesach we pass from like Rabbi Yude, that not only is it Osea which Rabbi Yisi is conceived, but even if he started, so he has to interrupt. So that's Haloche ki Rabbi Yude. But in the contrary, Yisi too, it's also to start this. But if he started, he doesn't have to drink the water. Without the psi, the freedom of the time. Psikim in Shabbos, if you were Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Yitzhi, you were in love seeking. So, as Thesis points out, Rabbi Yitzhi, you were in love seeking, and not only Shabbos says, but if you are in love seeking, he's in love seeking. Two, it's also to start, but in love seeking. Once he started, he doesn't have to drink the water. Why is it Psikim Amriel, Rabbi Yitzhi, שאין יש לי בעד, וכן שאלו מה יהיה, אומר איפה שאין אמרו רבי יסי ברבי, רצי חונה אפסיק בני חזות רבי לחברים, that we have to eat about this food. אבל אי, בכל דיו בי רק מחבי בורא עם בני רבי יהודה, ויחשו, עתו מחבי, דיו רבי יהודה בפוני, הגם נרבי ששמר לכו אימי בבית, אומר אי, אם כן הוא נפסיק שם יום התלמיד עם נקבע הלוח ודרס, אומרו, לא יזור זו משום, עד שקובע הלוח את רבי יסי. Now I'm finishing now because there is a sheer night, so. Thank you.